chain must be broken.
Here live and direct, Black Hawk Warriors Television, with the Dr. Ruben and Prince out here alongside the legendary Earl Zero. Honor and respect every time.
Yeah, man, get that, bro.
Coming off his little successful show last night in San Diego at the Rhythm Club alongside Black Hawk Warriors High Five. How'd that make you feel?
Nice, yeah. I like the club, you know. I think we call it a club, you know, I like it. Like, people in there are very nice. Yeah, man, it's a nice vibe. Yeah.
Good reception, man. San Diego really know their hard work.
Yeah, man.
Really love that.
Yeah, man, love all the people there. Man, love all the people there. Come and I sing and I do all the things there. Yeah, it's a pure nice thing.
For general people, tell the people about Earl Zero. How long has the idea recording music?
Wow. Ever since I was about 9 years old or something. No, I started. Oh, that's when I started to play. I made a guitar and suddenly started to sing. And let's see, when did I go to studio to my first record I did? I think I did do a tune one time with a guy named Jumbo and China sing a song called Beautiful Brown Eyes. No. Jumbo, the song called Love Comes and Go, yeah. I sang it though, I say, they say that love comes and goes in my world. Just story I've been told. It's a eerie feeling all the time. Good vibrations for mankind. Yeah, long time ago.
Yeah, Greenwich Farm. So when the people see Freedom Sound label, Greenwich Farm, artists like Prince Allah,
Prince Allah, I might sing that, you know, like he's a pop singer. A man that used to go over there in my Lake Chalice. Over the fence of our, you know, where Spider-Man go next door to Bonnie Lee, place where Bonnie Lee have and they have an empty land. Man, go by the Lake Chalice and stuff and sing all the time, man. So, you know, in Prince Allah, I sing it's like a bird. It's that kind of like gold, you know, it's like you have everything. Come and sit on the man at Lake Chalice and just ready to hear him sing it up. Because, like, that's the greatest thing that, you know what I mean? Like, with the Zion. Enough respect to Prince Allah, I pay the praise, man.
Well, that's when people hear Earl Zero's music, you can definitely tell a higher mystic order. Does that come from reading Bible, being with the Irishman,
yes,
Chalice?
Yeah, man.
You know, just a lot of that.
Yeah, and growing up in our neighborhood, I feel people is, you know, at a time when I and I start reading the Bible and think, I said, so we want to know God, you know, read the Bible and think, we pray, then love it, you know, so every day, meet and open and read Psalms. I read you the whole Bible and everything from last time I was already used, you know. I said, remember everything exactly. But we used to do that and read Psalms and give thanks. And then, you know, people start to look at us like they call us Rasta. People say, Rasta, I smoke the herb and read the Bible and think, yeah. But I and I, you say, keep the peace, right? In a Greenwich Farm, then they say, that we just sing music and make people happy. And I know at like Greenwich Farm and East Avenue, we used to like tell people. My father, we used to keep dance to all kinds of people from different parts of Tivoli, Denham Town, Trench Town, there was Tivoli Garden, some Woolworth, Cockburn Pen, and
so across the political lines.
Yeah, people come and dance. Yeah. But we as Rasta, now at Greenwich Farm, we don't take no side. We just Rasta, man, we don't take no side.
Impartial.
Yeah, and I knew you all, so every man come and dance. You just tell us, put up all the gun on the bike, come enjoy yourself and have some fun. You know, and the man PM coming on the dance. You have sugar cane kid man out there and man riding on them bike. If you have 10, 15 bike, well shine. But one thing, you know, don't touch a man's bike, you know. If you touch a man's bike, you must be, what the thing? You think I'm going and sugar man out there cut sugar cane and jelly coconut and thing. People line them up. Used to be the gate man sometimes. Because Alan Wally, I mean, introduced him to reggae music, you know. The first righteous words we make, and him do it. Because Alan Wally, he used to, him like a manager, you know, him, you know, the construction team, like, you know, like Marlian plant, or up on Marcus Garvey Drive, a Fortune Road, because Marcus Garvey Drive, it used to be a Bob Marlian plant, and I was thinking about Bob Marlian plant, it used to be a building. That time I was a rigger, I was working with him as a rigger, where you lay the foundation, and you put concrete block and steel and stuff, tie steel and stuff. I used to go work for him every morning. And then used to carry the chalice to work the weed. I was a weed man too. So the weed, the guy's my church, and I love him, so I all the weed. Take care of the weed every morning. Carry the guitar, go to work. Sit and sing, smoke and sing. Smoke and sing, for nothing, we're buying them on a smoke and the gold, the tie, some steel and something like that. So I saw the tune that comes to me one time when I sit on, and then try to go sit and play with an E minor. I'm just going to laugh and go, Mooya, you wicked man, fire and don't burn your soul, he lives, I say. And when the child is bleeding, you know, the Mooya of grace. Change must come one day. And Wally loved that, and Wally. So we go to the studio, we record it. And we record some more tune, you know, and work and thing. And he said, well, I'm going to do another one. I'm going to do another one. I'm going to do Art Desire. It's a two tune theme. But then these, they don't have Greenwich Farm, and that, you know, I am used to keep the peace, you know, and protect the neighborhood. We don't like people who are rob and steal. We know a whole bunch of different things are going on now. And in the days, there's not a lot of drugs wasn't around. Them days, you know, I'm saying. Because we at Rastaman, we grow food, you know? Always our food. And if somebody can be able to come and say, they're hungry, I want someone to buy some bread and stuff, we give them. And they have the mouth, and you know, a little bit of reward. So, we used to have a place called Cornerstone, where we gather around all the time. Cornerstone, yeah. Matter of fact, if the truth, if they Blackbird, Cornerstone, my friend named Polish Ajaj, he's dead now, they killed him. He went up at some place over, somewhere over there in Jamaica, and they killed him. So, but he used to run Cornerstone. So the tune Blackbird, no, the tune, I even write the tune after, you know. Say, what happened to the brethren we once knew? That was about him. It seems like they no more to talk to. You know, seems like it doesn't exist. It's talk particular about it. And the first time I said, I was going to go look for him, you know, Pancha George. And some of the tune come to me, and so Blackbird come. You know.
So them times, about the time of Blackbird, where does Nunchal escape the judgment tree? Before or after that? Them times.
It's around that same time there too.
Because most people know, I mean, any selector, any yeah. sound system, that's yeah. root. Nunchal escape his judgment is foundation too.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
But
yeah,
most
yeah.
people don't know that it's the Eyes original song.
Yeah.
Works. Everything before Johnny Clark.
Yeah,
most people associate.
Well, I think, you know, because that's true there, wasn't that true there, Bunny Lee, guys, they come, because you know, check Bunny Lee used to come here, I think, all the time. When I shoot record, you know, going to shoot it, that's happening when I shoot it too. So we did sing it and sing and do a, I think, a version of it. But for some reason, I don't know, seemed like maybe he never liked my version, and didn't be Johnny Clark to sing it. Come to sing something, I say, yeah, you're bringing it after a while. I think it make me hear something when I did. But you know, at the time, I wasn't like, you know, wasn't I think anything like that. I was rapping, I didn't think anything about anything would happen, and nothing like that. So. But then, Johnny Clark, next time I hear Johnny Clark singing, he's a player, two bass, and Johnny Clark. No, I hear Johnny Clark singing. Man, so good. Yeah, so, they would check, you know, me have Johnny Clark sign a thing from long time, because, and I play over every note, so people say, I'm afraid of them to hear me. Well, we go for a dance, you know, you're a tune, you're a tune, I'm saying, zero. Go for a dance, or so, my church, I'm a tune, I'm playing, wicked, someone of the wicked, what? So, Flippo, they have a friend named Dan Mays. Flippo, in the era of Mays. I think before we left Jamaica, we give my tune to, and put up, and he make money. So, me and Flippo have a bike. So, they come Flippo, he lives on 4th Street, and me live at East Avenue, yeah, and say 4th Street, all that stuff. I would jump on him back and go by Johnny Clark, yeah, go check him. Go by him house and knock on him door. Johnny Clark. I would have bummed him Clark. I would have gone and said, oh, come there, have the tune come out. I didn't have my name upon it. You know, say, I'm my tune, and you have my name upon it. You know, matter of fact, just sign this thing here. Said the student, don't try to keep the judgment, was not written by Johnny Clark, but by Earl Zero. And me have witness, and me have Errol Mays as a witness, and a witness. Yeah. And you just sign it, say, oh, Bunny Lee do that, you know. Bunny Lee strike and Bunny Lee.
Sure.
Yeah, do that kind of thing there. Yeah, Bunny Lee, go on
so Bunny Lee at that time was also using Santa.
Yeah.
Strike, which was basically becoming Soul Syndicate.
Yeah.
Right, or was Soul Syndicate.
Yeah, Santa and China. Mm-hmm. Well, Foodie too, I think. Who used to do some stuff for them too. Yeah, because Bunny Lee living at Greenwich Farm, say. See, Bunny Lee, place where he live. Mm-hmm. And about, let me see. How far from here, see. One, 1, 2, 3, 4. Four blocks from me. Four blocks from me is my gate. And then Sheena live across the street, let's see. It's a Bunnery gate. Sheena live across the street from Bunnery, like over there by the Urchinas Mint. So I used to meet all the time. I'm come right there, it's Bunnery place. And there's an empty line, an empty place with Prince Allah and who the Amanda Smokey Joe, who Diamonds and come down with too. Who is coming? Biggie Seed them, Gilad, the Monday. Who said they used to come into again? Dennis Brown come down here. And Peter Tosh, man's coming on the Pass Through Farm, you know. Every man used to come down East Avenue, British Farm, to go to the beach. Like East Avenue run like this. And then Marcus Garvey Drive, which you call Foreshore Road, and Marcus to the beach. You know, I remember when Bobby used to come down to get all the fish. So yeah, man, from Bunnery, yeah, so.
So from Bunnery, then it goes into more works with, what, Soul Syndicate, Only Japanese, The Pressures after those sessions.
Yeah.
And then what leads the to go to do this Word, Sound, and Power? How did that come about? And if you don't know about that, that is one of the best reggae DVD documentaries. It's a must to have. Yeah, Tony Tuff, Earl Zero, Philip Frazier, he didn't even have blocks in the video.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're bringing these, you know?
Yeah.
China.
So that's a must. If you don't know about it, you must. Everybody must purchase.
Fully
that
at 20.
Yeah. So how did that manifest? How did that come about to film this movie? About?
Well, when I'm a kid, in a corner store, I sit down at the back and stuff, I play the guitar and the chalice one day, and then I see the gate open. Some people are coming. No, China came in and said, Zero, there's some huge name. I use him, Jonathan Richman, who. Yeah, he used to be brother of the record. He made this movie called Something About Mary. That's when I played the guitar and sing and stuff like that. I could take him and his friend and beat the jam. He did it over and the song becomes that it's all over in Europe, Spain, Japan, France and everywhere. So China bring the album, come give him. I said, get here tune and get some money from it. And then now, China now and Warren Smith run Sierra Nevada World Music Festival. Yeah, he should make a play this year come to. Yeah, yeah, them say they come and say they want to do the album over with me. Do the album, make the album over, make an album, and also I'm free, man, do a you know, the movie. We said, and they said, when I joke, man, they say, you serious? Yeah. So we should start choosing the movie right there in the yard, in the corner store. Yeah, corner store, you can see the video when I walk through the guitar, come from one extent. First, here's a house where I was sitting, a little chalice. That was my house that someone gave me. The chalice days, I'm a little
bit. Yeah, Philip Frazier's cutting, rubbing it.
Rubbing the herbs. Yeah. Right there, so you see two little youths in there, sitting down with the picture of that on the sun. And one down to Cindy, yeah.
So that's who's on the cover of Vision of Love.
Yeah. On the cover of Vision of Love. Yeah. Let me see if I have,
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
So this is a repress, you're repressing this. This is the original again, people, Epiphany Records, Girl Zero, Visions of Love. Some different versions of some of the songs everybody like, different version of Shackle and Chains, different version of Police Officer, Righteous Work,
different
version.
Right.
So this is a must re-release. I've been giving out to happy people last night at the show.
They're
like, this is mine, thank you.
Yeah.
So, once again, Earl Zero reissue and Soul Syndicate right here. So basically, we're selling this film, these photos are from that.
Words on Power.
Okay.
Yeah, Words on Power. So we shoot it out, I'm going to tell the story. Because I had the Islam, so they know after that, I think, after that, let's see, where did I go? Jonathan Richman. It's through Jonathan Richman too again too. Because then you make the movie and everything. And then we do the album, and then that's when we start the tour. You know, start the tour. Yeah.
So from that point, from Word, Sound, and Power, which is what, 78, 79?
Around that time.
And then in the 80s, who were some of the producers you worked with? We know you worked with Prince Jammy, right? You did another version of Police Officer, right?
Yeah, Prince Jammy.
That's on the Augustus Pablo Moonlight Child, right?
Moonlight City,
right?
Yeah.
The Monica version that you played last night, over there last night.
Yeah.
And then, who was any Radix works in the 80s?
Roots Radix, yeah. Roots Radix played on the song Art Desire.
Okay.
It was Roots Radix, yeah. Flabba. and then you money. I think God bless his soul.
So when did the young move to the States? What year was that around? Early
80s,
maybe?
I think it was in 79, let's see. We do the album, and the video, and then we came on tour. This is 79. I think maybe the 80s, yeah. I think maybe the 80s. Okay. We came on tour. And the tour with Fully and Tony them. We've got a lot of places.
Which also, they also stay in California now as well.
Yeah, they're in California now, but in the days that we come on tour, and I do a tour with them, and I was promoting the album and the movie. And everything, yeah.
So now they are based out of the Bay Area, Oakland, San Francisco, Vallejo.
Vallejo, yeah. We have a little office and a studio there, I think, from my work. You know.
And so, and some of the new releases coming out, I mean, I know, I think the 10-inch, with that was produced by Roberto Sanchez.
Yeah.
People don't know about him, check him, BDS, Bastille Foundation, Monarch.
Yeah.
Loud and Lone.
Yeah. Deep Wanya. Yeah, Wanya, we're gonna do with him, yeah.
Root of David.
Yeah.
Right here.
In Spain. Yeah.
A Lone production. Yeah, another must right here, you can get this right now.
And so a friend of mine named Ranking Farris. Yeah, I met him and he said, my friend from Spain, that was Riddim, I didn't want to find someone to buy it, and I think you should be the one. So I buy this one and sent it back and come on down. I was supposed to go on tour with them, tour about 10 different cities. The time when I was in Lynn, by the time I tour and some of them were artists, but something didn't go well. So he was advertising for me to, you know, and the internet and things. But there were some problems along with the show, the tour. So he put it off and said, okay.
Manifest again, though,
yeah.
You know?
But say, yeah, okay, we'll just make your album. So that's how, and I made an album with him. You see him, Roberto Sanchez? Mm-hmm. Yeah, album called God Say to Man.
And that's the newest release?
Yeah, new album, yeah. Okay. And it's a mix on everything to come up.
Vinyl release on that or something?
Yeah, vinyl, there'll be vinyl too, a CD too. It's kind of, I think it's a showcase album.
Okay. And a couple of tracks we played last night out of the UK. Who did those for you?
Well, Anzanad. You know, Anzanad first. Mm-hmm. Anzanad, and they look into this world, and they send me the rhythm, and I buy it to send it to them. And then I have two. I did a song, some of a friend of mine in France. And I did another thing, another set in France. No, we did the album in France. And then I think, what is the name of the tune that we do with the youth? I'm sending him to come give me one of the love. Our days are coming. I think our days are coming, yeah. And I did another one for in France too, for Tight Now. Never hear of them yet.
I didn't hear that one.
People named Tight Now. They were record a lot of people and things. You know. So I did another thing. I did something for Italy and Greece.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I did a song.
Oh, Europe, UK, big.
Europe, yeah, big all over here. Yeah.
That's what all the artists use. Yeah. Right here with the Dr. Ruben, Prince Zaire, alongside the legendary Earl Zero.
Yes.
You know that? Large and in charge. So we're right here, we're in the sanctuary of HCC, which if you're in California, is known as Hillcrest Compassion Care. And being on the medicinal marijuana side, so you're saying from long time Rasta Man say legalized.
Yeah, man.
And now you come to California and you see a revolution.
I'm blessed. I'm proud to see. You know, there's some good things happening in America. I'm proud to see that.
There's some good things.
Yeah. I found that the children used to think I'm long time. You think I do think I do be for you? It's called marijuana. Good. They say it's against the law. And I smoke it. Like cigar, every minute of the hour. For it's good for my mind in power. Marijuana to my head. Marijuana to my head. Where I come from, they call it weed. I and I smoke up to the very, very seed. When I'm feeling in the mood, y'all, marijuana is my brain food. Marijuana marijuana to my head. Yeah,
about marijuana. Yeah. That one's about marijuana. But some people will know that also too from Chinna Smith's little DVD CD, Chinna and Friends.
Yeah, man.
That's put out on the Maka sound.
Yeah, Chinna Ride Assignment. Yeah,
beautiful song. But it's real in this sound because, you know, Peter Touch sing about it from a long time. Healed glaucoma, healed cancer, good for this, good for that. And still, you know, to this day, they fight a plant. That's what I tell people. I said, you see, man creates drugs. Man. The Almighty creates plants to use for medicine.
Yeah,
that's what it says. The grass for the cattle and herb for the services, man.
Yeah, but when we start Ayuna Group, we learned that herb grows on Solomon grave. Mm-hmm. Yeah, to give an eye knowledge and to guide an eye and open up our eyes. We've come up with an idea, herb is the healing of a nation. Created by the Father from creation. The seed is for the birds and the bees. The herb is for the service of mankind. I man cook it in a Ayuta's true. The doctors and the lawyers use it too. I give mama a stick of herb when she had the flu. And now mama is better. Thank you, Father, too.
Yeah,
I mean, that's true to God. I say the Bible says the herb is for the healing of the nation, the seed is for the birds and the bees. And I used to roll the seed out, because I'm here every Jamaican, you can sit on your place, roll the seed out, you know. Yeah, birds, you like come, fly down, you know, and walk up, you know, to get the seeds, you know. And I have the tips that come right up, you know, and get the seeds, you know.
So you never seen a bird fly down and pick up tobacco scraps.
The bird is knowing up. And they come to the sea, they know enough, and come to the sea, and you see. And all the time over there, I sit and sing sometimes, you know. Make them sing back, you know, when birds are around, you know, I'm singing, you know. I say something, and they sing back to me, the birds. I sing back.
For
real. That's why I know many times that black birds do. That's one thing too, yeah. Every man, my mom is gonna sit in a little chalice, you know. And sing
for that's what the Rastaman come and say. It's say, okay, here's a plan. We're going to, in the same Bible that you use to persecute us, it tell you that herb is for the healing of the nation. Rastaman come defiantly against Babylon law and say, listen, man, this is chalice, this is the same thing as communion in your church, you know? And it really revolutionized people's minds because Babylon know that herb is such a healer for the mind.
The to
really penetrate deeper mysteries and not just take it
at
face value. So,
you know, the whole thing out of proportion with that once upon a time, you know, when I and I have to sing, I smoke herb, you know, it's like a private thing to the I and I, you know. It's not something, you don't want nobody to know, say, yeah, I smoke herb. But somehow it goes on people, you know, start to think about it, once that thing, people know. That's like, it's something that grows like cabbage and tomatoes, like a vegetable matter. You go in the garden, and you get the herb, and you boil the tea, and you can cook it, and you can eat it. But I don't know, it seems to got lots of proportion, and everybody, and it, you know, people start selling it, like a money thing, and, you know, so the whole thing is all wrong, you know. Herb is for a rockstar man, it's a thing where, you know, for I give an eye knowledge and for guidance, you know. Yeah, when a man smoke herb, enough to smoke herb and then go ram and kill and do anything bad. People smoke herb supposed to make them, put them in the right way, you know, and make one feel righteous, you know what I mean? It's like, you can't hear everything around, you can't see things. What we need, we use herb with me, say, go on, write that tune, all right? We have some herb, right? Because of marriage, you know, you know, eat some food. You know, put on the music, right? Put on the music. And the words come to my mind, you know. The first thing comes to my mind. Then we start, you know, so we're writing up tune, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, so the herbs. Once you smoke, once smoke herb is a different thing, but once you smoke the herb, like, you know, I'm smoking, take that one drink, that one drop. Take that one drop and feel it. That's it, I've been on feeling. Till I go to me, yeah. This is the singing herb, yeah. So I know you should love them thing there, the Rasta man. But I go to propose, I know too much people are going crazy, you know, do crazy things.
Yeah, well, you know, as a Rasta man singing about nature, holistic life, you know, herb is just incorporated within that.
Yeah, man.
Holistic liberty, natural plant use, you know, using fibers for clothing, you know, using the oils to treat this and that. So,
yeah, man.
People, you know, people come to their senses now and really start to see it.
Yeah, God bless.
Exactly.
Right, God bless a place like this. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, we, you know, enough men who part of these things are persecuted enough, you know, just to give the people what they want instead of getting them off toxic and addictive medicine.
Yeah.
You know, so. Once again, right here, live and direct, Girl Zero at HCC. Every time Righteous Works. Special invocation to the Reverend Paul Cody and to Virgil.
Yeah, man. He goes right to here,
right here from long time. Right there.
Yeah. Big up to the eye too.
Well, you know, we're just doing the work for the Father.
Yeah, man. He's got okay.
Once again, right here, re-release Earl Zero, Visions of Love.
Yeah.
That's a must right here. And a 10-inch produced by Roberto Sanchez on the 8-long.
What about the Righteous Works 7-inch?
Yeah.
Righteous Works 7-inch, Aya?
Huh?
Release you did also on with, what was that, Sideways Out of National?
No, that was Cultural Warriors.
Yo, Anza now, I need to be first, you know, but in my work now with Cultural Warriors.
This is a big tune. Let's play on Black Hawk Warriors Sounds Enough right here.
Yeah.
Righteous Works 00. We played this many a Friday night inside HCC. Limited edition right here, Cultural Warriors Music, Righteous Works, Earl Zero, giving thanks and praise to the Almighty One of Vibration.
Alright.
Got it in section on the wings of the wind, rock.
Yeah, man.
Right
from the sky. Yeah.
Black from the sky.
You can.
Thanks and praise, rock.